I need your help. If you're a SpaceX fan, please consider subscribing to our Spaceflight YouTube channel, Space News Pod. Stay up to date on all the latest news from SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight events, and join us on this interstellar journey and explore the cosmos together. Only on Space News Pod, youtube.com/spacenewspod. There's a link in the show notes. Thank you very much for subscribing.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, and welcome to the Elon Musk Podcast, the go-to spot for all things revolving around one of the most captivating figures in the tech world today. I'm your host, Will Walden, and in today's episode, we're diving deep into a tumultuous saga involving Elon Musk's Twitter, Microsoft, and a contentious API pricing uproar that's sending ripples through the digital universe. From the repercussions of Microsoft's severing ties with Twitter on its ad platform to Twitter's evolving stance on freedom of speech under Musk's reign, we'll be unpacking it all. So whether you're a tech enthusiast or a die-hard Musk fan, or just curious about the inner workings of the tech world, we got you covered. So what is this all about? Why are Twitter and Microsoft and Elon Musk kind of working together, but not really working together? In an unforeseen turn of events, Microsoft, a tech powerhouse with a $2.15 trillion market cap, is pulling Twitter from its advertising platform. This move comes on the heels of Twitter's announcements that it would commence charging a substantial minimum of $42,000 per month for users of its API, which impacts a wide user base that spans enterprises to research institutions. Now, the notification of the new pricing structure, delivered in March to users via email, was met with bewilderment and dismay. A report by Wired deemed the new pricing scheme as one that prices out nearly everyone. However, Twitter's owner Elon Musk, who recently took over the platform, seems unmoved by the growing discontent. Microsoft's decision to drop Twitter from its advertising platform is intriguing. And as a tech giant with around $100 billion in cash on hand at the end of last year, Microsoft could effortlessly foot the bill for Twitter's API. The decision seems more of a statement than a financial necessity, although Microsoft remains reticent about the specifications behind its moves. So the email sent to its customers read, "Starting on April 25th, 2023, smart campaigns with multi-platform will no longer support Twitter, and that Digital Marketing Center, the DMC, will no longer support Twitter starting on April 25th, 2023. This move implies that users will lose access to their Twitter account via Microsoft's free social media management service. They will also no longer have the ability to create, schedule, or manage tweets through the platform. However, this shift doesn't impact all social media platforms. As per a report by Mashable, companies using Microsoft advertising will still be able to manage and create content for Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Musk, as expected, reacted with dismay, even going as far as threatening legal action in a tweet referring to Microsoft's licensing agreement with OpenAI, a company he founded in 2015 and later left. He wrote, "They trained illegally using Twitter data, lawsuit time." So Musk's reaction to Microsoft's decision is understandable, considering his ongoing efforts to attract advertisers on Twitter. And his efforts come after reportedly losing over half Twitter's top 1,000 advertisers following his takeover of the platform in late October. Musk has been actively engaging with the advertising community, including appearing on stage with the chairman of global advertising and partnerships at NBC Universal, expressing openness to their concerns about Twitter, albeit emphasizing he will not make changes he doesn't believe in. Now, amidst the Microsoft controversy, Musk also faces criticism over his decision to charge for Twitter's API access. He defended the move, stating, "I'm open to ideas, but ripping off the Twitter database demonetizing it, removing ads, and then selling our data to others isn't a winning solution. Additionally, Musk's version of Twitter has been under scrutiny for its cooperation with government content requests. Data from the Lumens database indicates that since Musk's takeover, Twitter's compliance rate with governmental requests has skyrocketed from approximately 50% to over 80%. Out of 971 requests, Twitter fully complied with 808 and partially fulfilled an additional 154. The company hasn't specified how it responded to 9 other requests. Now, this trend is particularly concerning, considering that many of these requests come from countries with questionable human rights records, such as India and Turkey, and under Musk's management, Twitter has not refused any government requests. A stark contrast to the occasional deniers before his takeover. This raises eyebrows, particularly since Musk branded himself as a free speech absolutist and touted Twitter as a platform where no rules would hinder free speech. Now, Microsoft's move to distance itself from Twitter seems to be a telling sign of the unrest brewing amongst Twitter stakeholders, as Musk's vision for the platform becomes increasingly clear. And the irony is palpable, considering Musk's instrumental role in the launch of the Twitter files. These leaks brought to light the inner working of Twitter's content moderation pipeline, revealing how U.S. federal agencies, private organizations, and groups submitted requests for content to be flagged and removed. The files have divided critics, with some interpreting them as evidence of a censorship industrial complex, and others dismissing them as inconsequential. Musk used the exposure from the Twitter files as a platform to promise a less moderated, freer Twitter. However, with the recent revelation of Twitter's compliance data, it's becoming clear that Musk's promises were, at best, empty. And the social media platform isn't freer under Musk. If anything, it appears to have grown more compliant, contrary to the free speech sanctuary Musk had initially promised. And the kerfuffle over Twitter's new API pricing has far-reaching implications. On the surface, it's a struggle between tech giants. But looking deeper, it symbolizes a broader conflict about freedom of speech, privacy, and the cost of doing business in the digital age. Microsoft's decision could spark a wider movement of companies reassessing their relationship with Twitter, with potential ripple effects on the platform's advertising revenue and the market position. Now, for the regular Twitter users or the small to medium-sized businesses that rely on the API, the changes represent a significant obstacle. The new pricing effectively prices out all but most deep-pocketed users. It's a shift that could fundamentally alter the Twitter ecosystem, potentially driving away users and advertisers to other platforms. Now, meanwhile, Musk's controversial handling of the governmental requests puts Twitter in a difficult position. The increased compliance rate under Musk's management clashes with the ethos of internet freedom that many users expect from the platform. The situation is further complicated by the involvement of countries with dubious human rights records, raising questions about Twitter's ethical responsibilities. As Twitter enters a new era under Musk's leadership, it finds itself grappling with dilemmas that could shape its future. From strained relationships with tech giants like Microsoft to concerns about freedom of speech and the cost of access, Twitter stands at a crossroads right now, and the decisions made now will undoubtedly influence the platform's trajectory, its relationship with the users, and its role in the global conversation. Now, as observers of this transformation, we can only wait and see where this path leads us all. Thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. I appreciate your support. If you want to show a little bit of support, hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now. It helps us out a little bit. There's more people listening to the show, and that means that we can continue doing it. So thank you so much again. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself.